Reading for January 22nd, entitled, I Am a Child of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. The influence of grace is to soften the heart, to refine and purify the feelings, giving a heaven-born delicacy and sense of propriety. A Christian cannot be self-exalted, for this is not Christ-like. The world's Redeemer, the sinner's substitute and surety, says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. But let us continually bear in mind that the meek and lowly Jesus has the spirit and the ambition of a conqueror. The vast dominions over which earthly potentates hold sway form no adequate theater for the exercise of his grace, the expression of his love, and the manifestation of his glory. He who loves the Lord Jesus Christ in truth and sincerity will love those whom Christ died to save and will eagerly embrace every opportunity to minister to Christ in the person of his disciples. We must look at our lives as sons and daughters of God, as laborers with Jesus Christ, living for a noble purpose. We are representatives of Jesus Christ in character and are to serve him with our undivided affections. Not only will we reveal the fact that we love God, but will, in accordance with his holy character, live a pure, perfect life. We must live perfection, because in looking at Jesus, we see in him the embodiment of perfection and the great center upon whom our hope of eternal life and happiness is centered will lead us to unity and harmony. The life we now live must be by faith in Jesus Christ. If we are Christ's followers, our lives will not be as pieced out by little cheap, spasmodic actions according to circumstances and surroundings, jerking actions, revealing feelings to be our master, indulging in little frettings, envious fault findings, jealousies, and selfish vanity. These put us all out of harmony with the harmonious life of Jesus Christ, and we cannot be overcomers if we retain these defects. When exposed to varied scenes in life, and words are spoken that are calculated to cut and bruise the soul, speak to yourself, I am a child of God, an heir with Jesus Christ, a co-laborer with God. I must not therefore have a cheap mind, easily to take offense, always thinking of myself, for this will naturally produce an inharmonious character. It is unworthy of my noble calling. The Heavenly Father has given me my work to do. Let me be worthy of the trust. Taken from Letter 78, dated January 22, 1893, to E.J. Wagoner, a prominent minister.